we're in the good man Chilic Aleph, Terra Ayan Aleph. Rabbeinu, I'll start off with that word da, which means you have to think. Da she kosher ma'oid lihiyos mafursam. Rabbeinu says it's extremely difficult for a person to be renowned, well known. Rabbeinu says, kima shehu mafursam hu mazik loy ma'oid. The fact that a person becomes publicly known, recognized as a leader, as a godol in any sense, Rabbeinu says, hurts the person very, very much. Note that this coincides what we learned on Shabbos in the Gemara about Rabbonus mekaberes es baleho. Rabbeinu says, ki lefa'omim, because at times, Rabbeinu explains why, the different ways in which this can hurt a person. Ki lefa'omim, tzorich, lizboil, yisurim, bishvil rabim. Says, there are times when one who is mefursam, who's well known, is required to suffer on behalf of a public, of a group. As is written in Navi, the pasuk says, "Ubechaburosoi nirpolanu." Through his wounds, we were cured. Our refuah came through his chabura. He had to suffer a wound in order for us to be cured. Meaning, the tzaddik, the leader, is the one who is required to suffer on behalf of the rabbim. Kimei achar shehu mefursam, because of the fact that he is renowned, al kein hu bebechinas, therefore he enters into the category that the pasuk there describes, where the pasuk says, lochein achalek loy borabim. Hashem says, because he's the leader, therefore I'll dole out to him a measure that's for the whole group. He'll be given a measure that supplies sort of the whole group in a sense, that covers the whole group. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Al kein tzarech lizboil yisurim b'shvil rabim." Therefore, Rachmona Litzlan, he's required to suffer for the sake of the rabim. Ki olov nemar, because about him, the pasuk says about the mefursam. The pasuk says, "Ubechaburasoi nir polano." That it's through his suffering that we are saved, we are cured. Rak, however, Rabbeinu Zal says, Sheyesh kamo b'nei yodam. So if this were the case, a person would say, very simple, once I'm being given this kind of warning, no matter what happens, I don't want to be mefursam. I'm going to hide, I'm going to do whatever I can to prevent becoming any type of leader. Rabbeinu Zal says, Rak, Sheyesh kamo b'nei yodam, shetzrichim lihiyos mefursamim. There are many people who are required. It's an impossibility for them not to be mefursam. Rabbeinu Zal told his talmidim that there were different points in his life when he started getting sick, stam, over different things, and he wanted to run away, to go to a place where nobody would know him, and to serve Hashem quietly on his own. He felt very uncomfortable being put in a leadership position. What profit did he get out of it? It wasn't for him. It was against his nature. He would certainly have enjoyed much more going into a forest, or sitting in his own little cabin, davening and learning, without being bothered by all the harassment that went on with his being mefursam. Rabbeinu Zal says here, though, but it was an impossibility. We see proof from the fact that Rabbeinu Zal didn't do it. The only reason why he didn't do it was because he couldn't do it. He wasn't allowed to. It would have been wrong. Rak, Rabbeinu Zal says, Sheish kama bnei yodam shetzrichem liyos mefursamim. Va'oisim oisam dafka mefursamim. And Hashem works it out that they become dafka mefursamim. They must be, in other words, their name must spread to a degree. Why? Because it's impossible for it to be otherwise. There has to be that much bechir in the world that the tzaddik has to get some type of publicity so that he should be made available to a degree to those who would really want it. Although factually it's still an oir hanelam in every generation, the light of the tzaddik is always hidden to a degree, whether it was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu or in the time of any tzaddik, but still there has to be a degree of pirsum. Rabbeinu Zal says, Avol, however, yesh tzadikim shemekablim me'atzmon yisurim aleihem b'shvil Yisrael. You should know that there's another category. In other words, we're making it clear here that along with being a mefursam, you have to take part of the packages yisurim, rachmona litzlan. Rabbeinu Zal says, however, there are tzadikim who, regardless of the issue of mefursam or not, in other words, if we were to put that totally on the side, they, on their own, accept suffering on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Ubozeh machlifin hashefa. And by doing that, by accepting upon themselves din, That's how they allow Shefa to go to Bnei Yisrael. Kimavur lamala b'simin samach gimul, as Rabbein Azal had explained in Teres Samach Gimul, al posik u'bishtayim yechase ponov. Based on the posik u'bishtayim yechase ponov, Rabbein Azal there spoke about the malach with the six hands, sort of. B'shtayim yechase raglov, b'shtayim yechase ponov, b'shtayim yechase... with two he flies. And Rabbein Azal explained what that represents. And Rabbein Azal said, Yechase ponov ponim is an Indian of Shefa. Yoyer Hashem ponov eilecha. When Hashem gives heoros ponim, it means a shining of Shefa to Bnei Israel. At the same time, Rabbein Azal said, the word ponim is also an Indian of kas. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for forgiveness for the sin of the Egel, Hashem said, when my kas will leave me, then I'll let this thing go. So Rabbeinu Zal says there are times when the tzaddik is mechase ponim, meaning he's mechase the ponim of Shefa that's due to him. In other words, he deserves a ponim, a horas ponim, a shining of the face of Hashem to him. He deserves Shefa. Instead, he trades it in a sense, chas v'shalom, for the other type of ponim, for a bechin of kas coming from Hashem. How? By his accepting din upon himself, Yisurim, so that the ponim of Shefa can go to Bnei Israel. In other words, if Hashem had a choice, Hashem would prefer giving all the good to the tzaddikim, and Bnei Israel get nothing. The tzaddikim accept on their own to make this chlippin, this trade, where they accept upon themselves Yisurim, so that Bnei Israel should be able to get a horas ponim of Shefa. Ayin Shom, look over there in Teres Samach Gimel, you'll see how Rabbein Azal explains this item.
This is Mazik the Tzaddik. Does this mean, doesn't mean only physically, he could get uncomfortable?
Obviously, because we know that Tikkun HaGuf is important for Avodas Hashem. But Tzaddik suffers physically, obviously it's hurting him Baruch Nias also at times. Although the Gemara says that there's nothing that benefits a human being on this earth more than Yisurim, suffering. When a person gets physical suffering, Reb Michel mentions many, many times, if a person had brains, if a person really had seichel, right before, if he knew when suffering was about to come, he would go to the mikveh and prepare for it. In other words, like it's a special dramatic event, and he would make a special bracha before it, thanking Hashem that Hashem is sending him Yisurim. That's how beneficial Yisurim are to the person. As the Gemara says in Brachas, that there's nothing that cleanses a person from sins as much as Yisurim. However, if a person has brains, Rav Nosson Zal says in Kutei Halachos, rather than having to undergo physical Yisurim, you take upon yourself the oil of Avodas Hashem, the suffering of serving Hashem in a sense, getting up early in the morning to daven, to learn, those types of things, and by that type of suffering, you avoid having to suffer what people call physical Yisurim, which means health problems and health chas v'shalom, those kinds of things.
I think that Rabbein Zal said he, would have been wanting to run away and serve Hashem on his own if he said it all.
The answer is because you. In other words, I heard this from Rabbi Zal, and you ask any person who's in that position. In a sense, there's a tremendous nachas. There's a tremendous feeling of personal satisfaction, number one, and a feeling of knowing that you're pleasing Hashem when a person teaches at Tzibur. Let's say he speaks words of Torah. Rabbeinu Zal was megala seidus haTorah. He gave eitzos to people and everything. In a sense, there's a tremendous satisfaction in that, and a feeling of accomplishment. But if a person has a normal sanity, in another sense, it's a very, very uncomfortable... Unless a person has gaiva, it's a very, very uncomfortable item. In other words, it's against this person's nature to have to speak publicly. It's a difficult item. And Rabbein Azal, as much as he knew the fact that there was nobody on earth at that time who was more worthy of being a public speaker than him, it's obvious from the way he talks that it hurt him. It was a strain, a very difficult item. Although, in other words, there was no question that he was in a position to do it, that he was the only one to do it. But still, he would much rather have liked to sit in a corner quietly, not risk any chance of gaiva or all the suffering that comes along with Pearson, and just serve Hashem in the humblest, humblest manner. In other words, with the least fanfare possible. And with Rebbe Zal, it was definitely the case a lot of times. If you would ever see him learning on his own, and a person would come over to him that moment to disturb him, a lot of times he would get super offended. In other words, leave me alone, let me be alone, not so much else to learn. In other words, you saw he switched into a different mode at times, where at this minute he didn't want to teach anybody. He didn't want, what are you bothering me for today? I don't want to teach, I want to sit quietly myself and serve Hashem peacefully on my own, without making waves, that kind of feeling.
Is there a Vinzel say even tell me that everybody's supposed to try and have people and
No question about it. But at this, in other words, both are true and both move along simultaneously. You're required to speak and you're required to do as much as you can, and you're required to feel uncomfortable about it. And if you don't feel uncomfortable about it, you should know that there's a sickness, Rahman al-Islam. If a person doesn't feel any discomfort at all when he's speaking bakhlaw to people, assert you read the Geras Haramban, what does he say? That when a person speaks to a person, to a friend, he should find it difficult. He should feel a baishis ponim. Baishis ponim means strain. When you're facing any Jew, looking any Jew in the eye, a Jew who serves Hashem, you're supposed to feel a hachno. That kind of feeling. That's what he's talking about.
Thought that came to mind, the suffering that the tzaddik does takes away the suffering from the common Jews, but the sort of common Jews, as you put it, still have to sacrifice, so to speak. It's not suffer, but sacrifice, in ways like getting up early.
100%. But factually, they take away, the tzaddikim take away a tremendous percentage. A percentage. Let's say there's 100%, they take away 70-80%. Especially the Gemara says about Mashiach, v'hu mechaleil mipshayinu, that Mashiach is the tzaddik who, in a sense, perfected this item the most, where he's the one who's willing to accept the most suffering on behalf of Bnei Israel. The Gemara says that there's nobody that suffers more, in the fact that Mashiach hasn't come yet, who's suffering the most? The answer is Mashiach himself. There's nobody that wants more to see the arrival of Mashiach than Mashiach himself. Very simple. He's the one who's suffering the most on behalf of Bnei Israel. Okay. The next Torah is a little bit lengthy, not compared to what we've had so far, but it's not something we're going to be able to finish in one shot. We're going to do a part of it, and it has every word that came from Rabbeinu Zal. If a person will sit carefully and listen to what's being said here, a person could be given advice that could help a person ad ein sof, to the nth degree. Rabbeinu Zal says, Lefa'omim tera'ayin beis, Lefa'omim bo la'odam hirhur tshuva, at times, there comes to every single type of person a thought of tshuva, v'naseh ba'iseh sho ish kosher, and he becomes, for that moment, an ish kosher, he becomes a religious, sincere person, a good person. V'achakach, and right immediately afterwards, reitzeh la'aseis uvda, he has a desire to do a certain action, ba'asher sheneser libay l'tshuva, because of the fact that his heart has become aroused to a feeling of tshuva, a feeling of wanting to come close to Hashem, so he thinks of doing, putting some type of action into effect. For example, starting a kviyas for learning, or starting a kviyas for tefillah, whatever it is, to do some type of act based on this hisayrus. For example, b'chein reitzel in saya lahatzadik, he gets a desire to travel to the tzadik. Va'achakach kishenaseya, and afterwards, when he starts traveling, mizgaber olav hayetzahara, the yetzahara strengthens itself against this person, v'neifel mitshukasei shehoye leitchila, and the person falls from the original surge of good desire that he had originally, he falls away from it. That's number one, problem number one. Problem number two, taking this a step further, v'achakach kishebola tzadik, when a person already arrives by the tzadik, Mizgaber olav hayetzahara oid yaser, the yetzahara gets even worse, va'oived kol cheshkoi, and the person loses his whole desire for anything. He feels just like asleep. He comes to the tzaddik, he's by the tzaddik already, and before, whereas right when he left his house, he felt the whole excitement, oh, I wish I could do something, I'm going to run to the tzaddik, I'm going to see if he can give me some kind of words of fire, chidushei Torah, this, that. He travels, as he's traveling, the cheshik subsides, and when he gets there, it's like he's dead. He has no feeling at all, no thirst at all, no feeling at all towards the whole thing. Rabbein Azal says, Al yikshe b'yeinecho zais. This shouldn't be a difficult item to you. Don't be surprised by this. And don't let your thoughts disturb you over this. Why? Yevalucha actually means confuse. Don't let your thoughts confuse you over this item. Why? Kida, you should know, shezeh nas, shezeh nimshach. This happens. Originally, when the person first got a desire for tshuva, a thought of tshuva, because of the good, the nekuda teiva that was suddenly aroused in him, through his act, what act? No physical act. He just got a powerful desire to serve Hashem. That powerful desire was enough to destroy the Yetzer Hara that he had at that moment. He literally killed it. He made it non-existent. He obliterated it. Venizbatel Yitzroi Hara Shehoyeloi. And the Yetzer Hara that he had up to that point became botel, nullified. Because he killed the Yetzer Hara with the good thought or the good act that he did at that moment. And afterwards, when he wants to travel to the Tzadik Emes, Mizgaber Olav Yetzer Hara Acher, a whole new Malach comes to deal with him now. A different Yetzer Hara, a different angel than the one he had up to this point. Why? Because the Gemara says in Sukkah, Ki kol ha-godol mechaveiroi, yitzroi godol himenu. Whoever is a more religious person than his friend, that one has a greater Yetzer Hara than his friend. But Rabbein is also meaning, this applies to the person himself also. As a person advances in Kiddusha, the Malach that opposes him, obviously Hashem doesn't leave him with the same Malach that he had before, or else it's no test, there's no more Bechira. The scene keeps changing, you keep getting a different Malach who's on your level to be able to give you Bechira, free choice, to have equal choice to do bad or good. And the person now has an opponent who's greater than the opponent he had originally. Alkein, therefore, okay, so you're given this information. Period. Rabbein Ezal, if Rabbein Ezal were a normal Talmud Chacham, Rabbein Ezal would stop here. We informed you of this situation. Rabbein Ezal never does that. Rabbein Ezal always gives an Eitzah. We're telling you a problem, here's the solution. Alkein, therefore, im einoi mischazek negdoi, unless the person pours it on much more, starts increasing his volume and his power against this Malach, then this new Malach will simply pour on his gears, and the person will fall away from the original tshuka that he had, the original yearning that he had. Now Rabbein Ezal emphasizes, his gabrus chodosh biyoser neged ze hayitzahora hachodosh sheboloi kanal. A person requires a brand new hisgabrus against this new Yetzahara that he was given based on this act. Which means, very, very simple, basically, hopefully, every single Jew, at every minute of his life, is advancing. Every time he does another mitzvah, he gets up in the morning, puts on tzitzis tefillin, he moves up a notch on the ladder. He's increased his savings account so much, he's advancing. As he's advancing, he knows he's getting a new Malach, which means Rabbein Ezal is warning you here. Don't you dare think that there's ever going to come a time in your life when you're going to try to coast. That's not possible. That doesn't exist. Because every single day in your life, every single minute in your life, the Malach is being switched for a better one. And unless you're becoming better, unless you keep pushing, the norm will be for you to lose. Because the Malach doesn't let up for a second. And if the Malach lets up, if he gets tired, they switch him. In other words, like they switched horses in a Pony Express. When a horse got tired, they switch it for another horse. If the Malach gets too weak, they have replacements in a second. So in other words, Rabbein Ezal is telling you here that your opponent is omnipresent, and he's given this power of his chachus. This Malach is nischadish every minute, every day. Therefore, you have to know that unless you're being nischadish, Rachmon al-Islam, you're guaranteed of losing this battle. And that's why the title of this Torah, as you see on top of the daf, is L'hischazek b'chol pam keneged ha-yetzahara. That a person has to be mechazik himself, strengthen himself at every single moment against the Yetzahara, to know that it's a constant battle. Not just it's constant battle, that's baloney, that's minimizing it. It's a constant battle where it's constantly changing. The battle keeps advancing, getting worse as every minute goes on. Each time you do another mitzvah, you're dealing with a worse Malach. And you have to keep pushing and climbing. And in other words, a person would say, if that's the case, let me just stand still so I can have this. It doesn't work that way. In other words, they keep changing the Malach on you regardless of what's going on. And therefore, you have to start fresh at every moment in doing battle against this Malach. And if a person lacks this Hischachus Rachman al-Islam, he's leaving himself open for a nefila.
How does this fit in with what we had last week? The fact that just the opposite really happens. They said that when you start out, you're going to the tzaddik, you're slow. And the closer and closer you get, the faster you go, the more you pull in.
Which is that when a person gets like old thoughts about sins of the past, that's the Amalek trying to work again? That's saying, without him realizing it, it comes
That's a separate thing. The answer is Elu v'Elu divrei lekim chayim. And not just, in other words, you would think the answer is, well, one person reacts this way, one person reacts this way. Not true. You take the same person, one day this Torah is going to happen, and one day this Torah is going to happen. One day he's going to find that what happens is that he gets a surge to go to the tzaddik, and as he gets closer and closer, the excitement builds to a crescendo, and when he gets there, it's the peak of excitement. That's what happens at times. And lefa'omim, now Rabbi Nizal gave you, your answer was the first, every word here is kodesh, lefa'omim. At times, it's this scene. Rabbi Nizal in his sefer prepared a person for all the chiluf, and you should know that this battle against the Yetzer Hara, you're given variety. Don't ever think that it's a you're going to figure out his tactics 1 minute, and you're finished. You know his battle plan is over. This is a malach who is given every day, he starts brand new with a whole new Torah against you. One day he'll get you this way, and he'll get you to fall into a gaiva. You feel yourself building, you know, his slavas builds up more and more and everything, and greater and better and still better and perfect. And then suddenly you get a tinge of gaiva, and he won through that manner. And some days he's given the power to work in this manner, that you get that feeling, and you figure once you have that feeling, okay, now I'm just going to coast with it, I'm going to go to the tzaddik emes, and you don't realize that it requires a constant reminder, and reminding yourself every minute, no coasting. In other words, let me push. In other words, what are we saying? What do? The answer is you constantly push yourself. You force the excitement. Rabbi Nizal says, what does a person do when he's not in simcha? The answer is he makes himself in simcha. You got to press the... In other words, sometimes it doesn't come on its own. You got to force the issue. You got to try on your own to push and push. And here he's giving a hasra that there's never a time to stop. There's no way you have permission at any point in time to stop, because you never know the sultan can get into this mode where you're permitted to have an initial islavos, and then it gets cut off. And unless you force the issue on your own, the norm will be to turn ice cold, and rahmanul islam, you lose out on the whole thing. You come to the tzaddik, and you don't ask him for anything, you just stand there, this, that, like a dami, chas v'shalom, and you get nothing out of him. A person needs a constant forcing to push himself to islavos, so that when the opportunity opens up, the tzaddik is available, he can draw from him, you know, what he could possibly get from him. Okay, that's why that word lefamim. In other words, you have to understand, Rabbi Nizal begins each Torah with different words, and each word is an important item. This lefamim, this Torah, is preparing you for 332 days of your life when the Sultan's going to put on this face. Every few days he switches faces, he switches mannerisms, you have to know how to deal with them on each account. This is what we're going to hold it for now. This Torah is going to be pretty much majority musar. Very few chidushim, in other words, that type of item. It's going to be a super, super breast-lover Moser shir that Rabbi Nizal is going to have till the next page. Belina, we'll try the next shir, next Sunday, to do the whole thing in Mitzvah Shem. Now, we're talking about current events. What's here and what's here, it might look different. This looks like more modern Hebrew. It's the same thing. But this is, we mentioned it recently, based on this incident, that one of the Israeli wrestlers took a trip to Oman illegally. He took an American passport from somebody, and he went there, and he got caught, and he got put into prison for a period of 7 weeks, and then he was let out. And based on this, there's been some publicity regarding this issue. Rabbi Teitz was involved in trying to get him out, and it was in the newspapers, in the English newspapers. There was a whole big write-up in the Morgan Journal. If somebody would want it, I have one or two extra copies. A whole on the front page with pictures of Rabbi Nizal's sin, of Rabbi Nizal, this stuff. A beautiful item regarding Rabbi Nizal. And the fact that one of the Gedolei Hador today is makir and meida to the greatness of Rabbi Nizal, and to the fact that he recognizes that this is a unique item, to have a Rebbe who lived 200 years ago, and you see that the desire for coming close to him is so powerful that the smallest one by us is willing to take out $2,000 cash, risk his own life, put his family in jeopardy in a sense, and travel thousands of miles into a jungle, the worst jungle conceivable, Russia, Mother Russia, to go to this place where he's not sure, the odds of making it are 50-50 at the best. If the pushing is so powerful, you see that this Rebbe certainly can't be classified as dead. When people talk that this is the dead Hasidim, a person would want to see live Hasidim be so dedicated to a Rebbe, be willing to spend that kind of money and risk their lives, literally, to this extent, to go to see, not the Rebbe's face, to go to see a picture of the Rebbe in a sense. That seeing is in a sense, you're not even seeing his physical face, and this is the type of kesher that exists. So in dealing with this, Put it this way, generally, in the yeshiva, whenever there's any type of document that has to be written regarding a letter, a proclamation, or anything like that, the one who's usually selected to do it is Reb Kalman, the son of Reb Eliachayim, Shlita, because of the fact that his power of writing is spectacular, is unparalleled. That's the word that we would use. There's nobody that can compare with him in this item. So he was the one who did the writing of the Hachlota, that's the wording that's used, a declaration, sort of, that was made by all the Gedolim within Breslov, declaring an Isur in any person trying to go to the Tzion of Rabbeinu Zal illegally, trying to break the law of the Russian authorities. We'll read that declaration. We have copies there if anybody wants it. The copies are valuable, number one, in the fact that this is history. This is real history. The fact that this comes from the Zikne Breslov, and the fact that it has the signatures of the greatest tzaddikim on earth today, it's a good thing to have. Anybody would want to have it. But the Rabbeinu Zal says many times, Anu nafshi k'savis yavis, the writing of a person is his nefesh. In a signature, you have part of that person. Rabbeinu Zal, in letters that he has from Rav Kochel Leib Zal, certain letters, he just cut out the signature just to have that item to look at. If you look at the signature of a person, in a sense, you're looking at the person himself. We'll read this proclamation for a minute, just to translate it. Chav Beis Teves, interesting, my birthday, Bir HaKodesh Yerushalayim, Devar Anshei Shleimenu, Adas Chasidei Breslov, these are the words to Anshei Shleimenu, the group of Chasidei Breslov, Asher Hisasafnu Beveis Medroshenu HaMerkozi, Poi Ir HaKodesh Yerushalayim, who assembled here in our central Beis Medrash in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, Behishtat Fusai Hanadiva, with the participation, what's the word, Nadiva?
Voluntary.
In other words, a gracious participation, Shel Oyrchenu Hachoshu Vahanichbod, of our very worthy and honorable guest, Ha'askon Hadogul, the one who's taking part very much, Rav Pa'olin Becholasar, one who has done many good deeds in all places, Hu hu harav hagoin v'chulu, etc. etc. Rabbi Pinchas Taitz Shlita beinyon nochutz v'dochuch, regarding a very very emergency matter, hakosher letzion Rabbeinu Hakodesh, which is connected to Rabbeinu Zal's tzion, schusa yavan aleinu amen, v'hanesiois elov, and the travels to Rabbeinu Zal's tzion. Heyois, being, vila achreina, gavavu misaviv, inyan kodesh ze, dvorin bilti nechayim, because of the fact that recently many items have surrounded this item which aren't proper, many items which aren't proper have surrounded this item, al kein bonu boze onu hachasumim, therefore we, the undersigned, have come, lohidia borabim, to notify publicly, lifnei am ve'edo, before the whole nation and before our group, Al hahachlotois v'hahaskomois poi, regarding the declaration and not decision, haskama is agreement here. Echod leloy af hisnagdus, with no one in disagreement to this matter. Kidelahalan, as we present as follows. Number one, Aleph, machrizin umaskirin onu shuv. We are proclaiming and reminding everyone. As Divrei Moharanat Zal, the famous words of Rabbi Nosson Zal, Chusa Yogan Aleinu Amen, Talmidoi Hagodol Hamuvok Shel Rabbeinu Zal, the main student of Rabbeinu Zal, Al Af Niskovois Inyan Hishtatchus, Al Tzion Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that regarding the super significance of coming to be Mishtateach, Anitzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Asher Kol Meniyos Sheba'olam Lo Yagvenu Mikach, where no obstacle in the world could prevent us from wanting to do this. Bechol zais ubishum oifen beli darkein lehoyen aseya. Rav Moshe Zal said, I would not go against the law of the country in trying to get there. Why? We have a law in the Gemara, Dina de Malchusadina. You have to know that there are very, very rare times when a Jew is permitted to break the law of a Goyish country. Divrei chochma ukidei shemelu, these words of wisdom, these holy words of wisdom, who avru eleinu midardor, were passed down to us from generation to generation, al yidei manhige v'zikne chasidei Breslov, through the leaders of Breslov, kipsak halocha mimoiranat zal, as a psak halocha, this wasn't just told as a story, this is accepted by the leaders in Breslov as a psak halocha, direct from Rav Nosson Zal. Period. Number two, b'dairenu, in our generation, onu, we, yoduahu umafursam lakoyel, it's known to all, Datenu Habrura, our clear understanding, Sheloi lehizgarois bishum malchus, not to poke fun at any kingdom at all, any government at all. V'chein lehishtavil v'laseis hakoel, therefore, to do everything in one's power, shehanesio el hatzion hakodesh, that the trip to Rabbeinu Zal's tzion, teitze lepoel b'derech k'shera, should be undertaken only in a kosher manner, v'loi livgoya b'medina shel shehi, not to livgoya, be poigeya, in their covet sort of, not to
slight their honor,
not to slight that specific country in any manner, v'chol mi shoyis acheres, and anyone who does differently, loy leruchenuhu, is not within our spirit, v'loy al datenuhu, he's not under our das, he's not following our das. Number three, ubemamad kadosh ze, with this holy
position
that we're setting now, mischabdim onu bebakosho shtucha lefnei memsheles bris hamayatzeis, we are very honorably presenting our humble request before the government of the USSR, of the Soviet Union, la'afsher gam lonu, to make possible also to us, ezrochei Israel, the citizens of Israel, lehenois, to benefit, kishar ezrochei olam, as the citizens of all other countries, ulahanik lanu visois, and to present us with visas, rishonis knisa in parentheses, in other words, permission to enter the country, le'uman, to get to Uman, b'matora kedesha, for the holy purpose, leishtateach al kivrei hakodesh al Rabbeinu Zal, to come to be mishtateach al Rabbeinu Zal's sin, ba'ifen rishmi, in an official manner, ubederech kshera una'usa, in a pure, proper manner. The undersigned are Rebbe Yochayim, you have his signature, Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, Rebbe Moshe Burstein, Rebbe Shmuel Shapiro, Rebbe Nachman Burstein, Rebbe Yaakov Meir Shechter, Rebbe Michel, Nochem Yitzchak Frank, Rebbe Yitzchak Gelbach, which are basically the entire leadership of Breslov within Yerushalayim and HaKadosh. Excuse me? He didn't sign. Although, who knows? I see a scribble on the side. That might be it. But from what I understand, he was definitely present at all of this and agreed with everything. Yeah. All the leaders of the wildest groups, once they saw a person was put in the prison for that length of time, and once there's this type of heskin, you have a million of leaders here, Rahman al-Islam, anybody who bucks this type of authority, again, you heard the words Layla Ruchenuhu Valay al-Batenu, and they signed it. This person is not part of us. Not part of us in this world, Chas v'Shalom, and he's hurting his chances of being part later. All right, whoever want a copy of this, we have some copies of this here.
What's the way to get there?
Legally? You have to ask someone who knows about it.
Who knows about it?
It's not for this thing I'm saying. There are people here who went legally under the leadership of Rabbi Zion and otherwise, period. When the time will come, whoever will really want can be prepared to go on this issue. That's one item. This is the declaration. Then there's another item which Reb Kalman wrote up that was possibly an item that would be entered into the newspapers, any newspaper in Eretz Yisrael or newspaper here, regarding this whole incident that took place. In other words, the view of one of the Ziknei Chassidei Breslov regarding this whole matter. And each word here is literally a gem of gems. Again, the Gemara says, "Ano nafshi k'savus yehavis," that when a person writes something, a person with brains, you see his nefesh within the words. You see his attitude, his feeling, what's in his mind, you see it in his words. If you listen carefully to this, you'll hear one who's worthy of representing Breslov in the world today, you'll hear how he speaks about the covet of Rabbeinu Zal, about everything. Teves, Tavshin Mem Aleph, Ir HaKodesh Yerushalayim, Tibona v'Tibona. Adas Chassidei, he starts off by saying, Adas Chassidei Breslov, the community of Chassidei Breslov, Hein Am Levodod Yishkoin Uvagoyim Lo Yischashov. Bilam said about Bnei Yisrael that Bnei Yisrael are apart, they are separate from the whole world, they are an ocean, they are a nation which Levodod Yishkoin, they live alone, separately, and they are not counted among the nations of the world. Here Reb Kalman says that about Chassidei Breslov, we apply this pasuk, Heinam levodot yishkoin uvagoyim lo yischashov, ein nimnin im hashar, they are not counted among the rest, loyim kat hachasidim, Veloyin kamisnagdim. They are not counted among the Hasidic groups of the world. Basically, they are ignored, and they are not counted among the misnagdim. Vahakoil nitfolim alehem, and all are subservient to them. In a sense, Rabbi Kalman says, Hamisnagdim Chasidim yikru lahem, v'misnagdim referred to the Breslover as Chasidim, v'eitzel ha-Chasidim lehepich le-misnagdim yichoshvu. And by the Chasidim, they refer to Breslov as Misnagdim in a sense, they have no living Rebbe, sort of. Their whole picture of Chosid is one who has a Tish and Shirayim and those things, that's a Rebbe. Obviously, Breslov is Misnagdim. V'ochein, however, kach, v'rak kach, Chuncho v'hudrecho eda kideshazu, in this manner and only in this manner was this holy community brought up, raised, nischanich, al yidei rabom umanhigom, through their Rebbe and leader, litzoi al hagesher hatzar, to be able to dance on this narrow drawbridge, ha'olam hazeh, in parentheses, bederech hamemutza, to go right up the middle, loy listois loy liyamin, v'loy lismael, not to veer off to the right or to the left, and he puts in parentheses, kitzoniyos, that's called in Hebrew, extremists, either rightists or leftists. Rabbein Azal's kedusha was to be capable of going right up the middle, not chasidim, not misnagdim, they're both right. We're not what they think is chasidim, and we're not what they think is misnagdim. It's something right up the middle that draws the good points of everything. The Torah of the misnagdim, the tefillah of the chasidim, all blended into this item. Kirabi Nachmon, Zuchusa Yogan Aleinu, Hagodoil Vahadogul, as Rabbein Azal, came Talmido Vahasidov, Knesset Yisroel, Hamislefef and Betzel Kerosoi, so too his Talmidim, and those who are attached to him, who strive to be under the shadow of his guidance, Midor Dor, from generation to generation, Einon Misarvim, they do not mix, they do not, what's the word for Chas V'Shalom mixing? They do not assimilate. V'loy me'uravim b'shum politika. They are not involved in any aspect of politics. Loy tziburis v'loy adosis. Not public type of politics or even local type of politics. Ein edo kedosha zu miatzeges. This group does not. I think it means vote, in other words, counted in any political party, sort of. Ve'eino miyutzeges, that's another aspect of government involvement. Ba'af argoin v'chevro, with any type of party.
Argoin with an aleph.
With any type of
organization
or group. V'loi bishum mazgeres tziburis kol shehi, not with any type of framework, any type of political framework. Omnom, however, this group is unique from other groups. Baram, in a sense, zu mitsuyenes, this is excellent, bedidusa, its individuality, zuhi yichuda. That's what keeps it, that's what makes it special. In other words, you look at it, the fact that they're so alone, most people would consider that a chesaron, that's what makes it spectacular. I telusa, I chaloisa, ma'aliusa. This is its greatest type, its greatest asset. Ein beveis medroshei shel Rabbi Nachmon min hasamimonim ha'amimim. There aren't any type of poisonous types of, in other words, under, not underworld. Yeah, but what's, I'm talking about, like undercurrents of political type of noise, that kind of thing. Loi asifus, no gatherings. Loy asifus am, no public gatherings. Veloy his reitzius politius, no type of political gathering.
Aspirations.
Maybe that's what it is. Veloy hat his oididius, his kehilius, beinyonim siburiem uvhokim, no special type of gathering related to any type of political involvement. Kinohug eitzim achirim, as we find by other people, that there is this concept of discussing politics based on even their own religious views. Whereas here, based on Rabbein Azal's teachings, there's nothing whatsoever, no aspect of political involvement, there's no need for it, there's no association with it whatsoever.
What about the state of Israel? For it, against it, or not?
what's the shift? Of course, as far as the government itself being irreligious, they're definitely against it. But their central location is in Israel, and they're very proud of that. They call it Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, the holiest country in the world, the holiest city in the world, by far.
So in other words, then they have that view, and that view like the...
No, definitely not. Beyoim Sagrir Echod, Ze Kora, Omnom, on one...
Oh, Shagrir? Is it in that
not Shagrir. Sagrir, with a Samach. On one unfortunate day, I think this means, this occurred, Omnom, however, Leloi Rash Vahamoyla, Beli Tichnoim, Uleloi Kol Hachono, without any announcement, without any previous announcement or preparation, Rachash Mipela Izen, just through the whispering from mouth to ear, Ho Erev, and Kolem, Ho Erev, tonight, Asifa, there's going to be a gathering, Behechal Hagodel, in the great palace, Zekenim Unaorim Beitz Vachas, older people and youth, in one Eitzah, in one unified, Hanoisei, the subject matter, Tzion Hamitzuyenes, Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Tzion of Rabbeinu Zal. In other words, there wasn't any major proclamations, they didn't hand out leaflets, it was from word to mouth passed around that day. There's going to be an assemblage that night to discuss this item. Note, again, every word here is very sharp. V'ho emes nitein lehe omer. The truth must be proclaimed. Im kiam musag shel kesher udvekis etzel klau hachasidim, ifdim kol chosid l'rabbi hu, each chosid is to his Rebbe in an individual type of manner. Hare etzel chosid breslavi, moichoi veliboi, l'rabbi's kol gufoi, his mind and his heart and his entire body, Koshur Vidovik Bekesher Amitz Vechozok, is bound and tied with a spectacular type of tie, El Tzion Rabbi Nachman HaKodesh, to the grave of Rabbeinu Zal, Pikamo Vikamo, in other words, to the nth degree. Ve'im Mechoinim Heim Mishum Kach Befi Chasidim Acherim HaChasidim HaMesim, and if we are nicknamed, because of this item, because of the fact that we're so attached to a Rebbe who has passed away, we are nicknamed by other Chasidim, HaChasidim HaMesim, the Taita Chasidim, Hare HaChosid HaBreslavi Goe Bekach. The Breslav Chosid is very proud of this. Ubefiv HaTshuva, and in his mouth is the instantaneous reply, Odif Hu Rebbe Meis, She'omnam Hu Chai, Mi Rebbe Chai She'omnam Meis Hu. We would certainly prefer a dead Rebbe who's very alive than a live Rebbe who's very dead. Rabbeinu Zal says, Reb Kalman writes, Horeka lehiskansus zu, the specific circumstance that brought about this gathering, Parshas Ma'atzroi shel Avrecha Yerushalmi bebris hamayatzais, regarding the detention of a Jerusalem youth in the Soviet Union, la'achar knisosei l'Rusya, after his entering Russia, in parentheses, b'matora kedoisha lehishtateach al atzion hakodosh, with the purpose, what was his purpose of going into Russia? The holy mission of going to Rabbeinu Zal Tzion, kama, the omnom hitzliach bekach, and Rabbi Kalman doesn't want it left out, the world should know, in other words, he did this, he got caught, he succeeded, he did get to Rabbeinu Zal Tzion, don't ever forget that point, he did, he definitely got there, excuse me, of course. Benigud against lechukei uklolei v'sidrei hamadinais, against the laws and the whatever it is of the country, v'shuchrar misham, and he was released from there la'achar kama shavuos, after many weeks, leloi pega, without having undergone any physical harm, ubevadai neis godol hu, and certainly this is a spectacular miracle. Note how he doesn't want to leave out any aspect. Again, people are talking about this. Don't forget that he made it. Don't forget that he... In other words, people say, you have to put everything in its proper perspective. Know exactly what happened, exactly what didn't happen, what he did wrong, what was right, what was accomplished, what wasn't. Ukiyodua, and as is known, Hare Horav Hagoin, Ish HaMaisa, Rav HaPa'olim, Rabbi Pinchas Taitz Shlita, the great Rabbi Pinchas Taitz, Asher Kual Rabbis Bizmanoi, Leman Kiyom HaTzion HaKodesh, who has done many, many things in his time, for the sake of Rabbeinu Zal Tzion, Torach v'yoga gam ko'eis worked very hard also at this opportunity, l'man hatzalosei v'shechuroi shel ha'avreich nimasroi debris ha'moyatzois, for the sake of rescuing and releasing this youth from his prison in Russia, gam boruch yihyeh, he should certainly be blessed for this item. V'alkein, and therefore, huzman ho'rav Taitz shlito la'sifo, Rabbi Taitz was invited to a gathering, hein kid, both Kiyedid Oiz L'Chasidei Breslov, number one, as a very powerful friend to Chasidei Breslov, V'hein Ki'ish Habo B'maga Im Shelteinez Bris HaMoyatzois, and also as a person who comes with his connections to the Russian government, U'beyodoi Informatia Me'inyonus, U'beyodoi Informatia Me'anyenes, and with him he brings significant information related to Rabbeinu Zalzion and significant to it. B'shoah ha'Yehuda, at the appointed time, hoifia ha'oroich ha'choshuv, believei ha'rav Michal Dorfman v'ha'rav Chaim Menachem Kramer Shlita, the honorable guest arrived with the accompaniment of Reb Michal and Jesse Kramer, me'menahalei ha'yeshiva, from the leaders of the yeshiva, ha'mesurim, who are ha'mesurim v'ha'ne'emonim, ha'poyalim l'man Breslov, v'chol nimei nafshom v'libom, those who were given over the task and who are trustworthy in working on behalf of Breslov with every aspect of their nefesh, b'chol lev nefesh, be'ulam hushlach, just a second, be'ulam hushlach, see what this next word is here. Something, an abbreviation, Hey Samach. I don't know what it refers to. Kol ha'inayim mufnois l'mizrach. All eyes are turned to the east, to the eastern wall. Kol to the mizrach vant. Kol ha'aznayim ke'afarchasais likloit kol mila. All ears are like receptacles to try to capture every single word that's going to be said. Ois v'tag, every letter and the tag in on top. Again, this is spectacular poetic Hebrew language. We're talking about an artist here. Zekenim v'avrechim yeshvim tzfufim udruchim, the elder ones and the youth are sitting bent over and listening intently. Umisaviv oimdim zekufim kosef el kosef, and around those who are seated are standing ones who are crowded shoulder to shoulder. Noorim v'yelodim hakoil bakoil mikoil, b'lev echad, all with one heart, tzeife lemerchakim, looking out into the distance, el hatzion hakadosh, to the holy tzion of Rabbeinu Zal, oid rega v'oid shnia, another second, v'hine yishma drishas shalom, and will be zeche to hear regards, ma'naase o ma'nishma shom, about what's happening regarding the tzion. And he writes, "Daime kaisle beis hamedrash yechichu." The only example that we could give to describe this is the story in the Gemara about Rabbi Elazar Hagadol, when he said that the walls, in other words, if I'm right, let the walls bend over to prove that I'm right. He says, you get the feeling here that even the walls are bending in to listen carefully to what's going to be said here. That's how dramatic, how important an item the subject matter is. Gam heim notu lahakshiv. They also, the walls also, bent over to listen to what was being said. Just as in the story of the Gemara, the walls got involved in a debate of the Chachamim. Here also, the walls are trying to get involved in what's going on. Raboisai, yedidai umechubodai, poisei achorav Taitz bediburai. Rabbi Taitz opens with the words, Raboisai, my rabbis, my close friends, and honorable friends, mo'imar umo'adaber, what can I possibly say? What can I say? Bishohusi bebris hamoyatzois, throughout my stay in the Soviet Union, leregel avidosi hagdosha, due to my holy work there, kolatati veroisi harbe, I have been kolate, I have absorbed and seen a great deal. Zochisi lilmoid rabbi smoid, I have been zeche to learn a very very great deal in dealing with these types of holy matters. De'u lachem chasidei Breslov. You should know chasidei Breslov. Ki erkechem rav hu. Your value is very, very great. Gam belev horusin. Even in the hearts of the Russians, they respect you very, very much. Ve'yiras kavoid rabchem. And tremendous respect to your Rebbe, Rebbe Nachman, Aleihem, oh, v'yiras kvoid rabchem, Rebbe Nachman, Aleihem, and the fear of your honorable rabbi is upon them. They have a tremendous respect for Rabbeinu Zal. Yoidim heim, they know, ki chasidei Breslov, anoshim yeshorim heim, that Breslovers are straight people. V'chaynim b'sholim im kol nivro alei adomais, they live in peace with people all over the world, all over the universe. Ein heim yoidin politiko mahi, they have no idea regarding politics, political matters. V'chol zeh harei b'zchus v'koyach ha-tzadik chochom horozim Rabbi Nachman z'chus yogan aleinu. And all of this is certainly the fact that that this item has so great a name even among the Goyim is naturally with the zchus of Rabbeinu Zal, chochom horozim. The Gemara says that when a person sees a very, very great Talmud chochom, he's required to make a bracha, chochom horozim, baruch atah Hashem l'kenu l'chaylam, that I got to see chochom horozim. That refers to like a spectacular type of chochom. He uses that word regarding Rabbeinu Zal. And with this, we can understand, obviously, the existence of this grave till now without any harm whatsoever, chas v'shalom. Not like the graves of many other very, very great tzaddikim in Russia, such as the Chofetz Chaim Zal, the Ragid Shavrit Litzofnas Paneach, the great rabbis of Lubavitch, many other great graves of very great tzaddikim there, which have been destroyed, period, completely obliterated, Rachmona Litzlan. Yedidai v'yakirai, my close friends and precious friends, gam onoichi hadal v'hatzoir, I also, a humble youth, be'es tipuli horabois be'inyone Breslov, in my many dealings related to Breslov, hitzatzti v'nivgati. The Gemara says that there were four who were nichnesu l'pardes, four rabbis went up to the highest level of Kedusha possible, one rabbi came out of it completely unharmed, one rabbi saw it and he died. One saw it and he became crazy. Hitzitz v'nifga. The Gemara says he saw it and he went out of his mind. Meaning, people accept it to mean that he went crazy. The Gemara says it means that he was zeichet to a beetle in a sense. He rose so high where he spoke and people couldn't understand what he was speaking. He spoke on such a high level now people couldn't follow him at all. The way Reb Kalman writes, gam hitzatzti v'nifgati, in other words, I was taken in by this item. Ani kvar chatzi chosid breslavoi. I feel myself as half a breslav chosid already. These were his words. Koheno v'choheno bidvar haloch. Oh, period. Those were his words. Now Reb Kalman continues. Koheno v'choheno bidivrei halocha v'agodo. So on and so forth, with proofs from halocha and stories of the Gemara. Sheikhe cho'irech haneratz b'fi koel. The worthy guest dances into the mouths of all, sort of. In other words, he proceeds to expound into them. Udvorov poalu reishem oiz belev hashemim. And his words accomplished a significant impression in the hearts of all the listeners. Zekene chasidei Breslov heviu lefonov ragshus teidosam elov. The leadership of chasidei Breslov presented the hargosha of their praise for him. Al dvara midosoi beferetz letoivas haklal vahaprat, regarding his stand, his powerful stand, to try to do things for the benefit of all, on behalf of all. Ubeyichud al ezrosoi v'tirchosoi laman Breslov, regarding the items that he tries to do on behalf of world Jewry, especially Soviet Jewry, and specifically related to Hasidei Breslov. Bemamad nizgov ze, in this exalted gathering, Yotzu kulam meluchodim bekriya mechubedes, all the people left, captured with a very honorable proclamation, upnia mizureses el memsheles bris hamayatzois, and with a speedy statement to the Russian government, onu chusuna gamolenu talmidei v'chasidei Breslov, we beg of you to please have pity on us, the students and Hasidim of Breslov, Ezrochei Yisrael, the citizens of Eretz Yisrael, Ve'eniku gam lonu vizos l'uman, and shenk us, in other words, give us also visas to Uman, Plach Kiev, in the city of Kiev, Bris Hamayetzos, in the Soviet Union.
District of Kiev,
right, in the Soviet Union. Kehal ha-Hasidim v'ha-Amaritzim, the group of Hasidim and well-wishers, Ozvu es ha'ulam, left the great hall, Heichal Beis HaMedrash, the palace of the Beis HaMedrash, Balev Poyem V'Godush, with a satiated feeling, sort of. In other words, with a happy, good feeling. Huh? Poyem means like
a throbbing.
Right, that's what it means. In other words, throbbing with excitement, sort of. That kind of feeling. Godush means filled. Excited. That's the... But he's using the best words that could... Right. In other words, to one who knows Hebrew, these are the best words that you could use for this item. Betikva ne'emona, in a trustworthy hope. Ki bekorev ma'oid. With the hope that very soon the gates of the Soviet Union will open wide, and all those who will want, note he uses the lashon of Haggadah, will be zeichet to be meshtateach on the tzion of the tzadik yisoid olam, oyer ha'erois, the light of lights, v'yekabel haftachosoy lehinotzel mishael tachyes amen, and we will receive the haftach of Rabbeinu Zal to be saved from mishael tachyes. Amen. And you'll note in typing this, certain words are typed big, small, certain things in quotes. A person who will study this, it's the work of a real artist, number one. And number two, you'll see the way he writes about the Beis Medrash, about the Tzion. You can tell the type of heritage that this person has, the respect for Dvarim Shebikdusha, and especially for the Keshet Rabbeinu Zal, a person who's not ashamed among the whole world, among anything, who knows Ezel Chacham Amakris Makaymai, who knows what we have to be proud of. All right, this I have one copy. Whoever has a good Xerox at work, make a copy of the Nefesh of this person in a sense. And again, this is history. The fact that such an item was written up is history, real history.
Did he speak in Yiddish or in English? Whoever
types in Yiddish, which everybody over there understood, no question about it.
This was handed out to them?
Exactly. This item was number one in Yerushalayim. This was distributed, and obviously this was mailed to the leaders of all the communities here. Baruch Park, Muncie, everywhere.
Is it in the Talmud or anything?
No. I doubt it very much.
On top, it's Rabbi Yitzchak?
Yeah, the top one is Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yechai, and the others.